today we're going to get into something a little more local and probably even open up the phone lines if anybody calls in about the recent May Day march that happened downtown and damage to private public property, which took place. There's been a lot of accusations thrown out. There are two people arrested. Sentinel does a big old article on the cafe, Sub Rosa Cafe, which, in my opinion, has nothing to do with it. People weren't building their rocks there before the protests or anything like that. I have audio from the latest KSBW8 news, and I'd like to play that for you just so you can get a feel of what the media is doing to groups like Sub Rosa Cafe, so you can hear for yourself. You can go to the website, KSBW8, I think it's .com, not sure. But we're going to play that. I'm also going to play the statement I recorded with one of the Sub Rosa collective members earlier, as well as some interviews that Robert Norris did, who does the show Bathrobes, Piers, Broadsides, Thursdays at 6 and Sunday mornings at 9-ish, 9 o'clock, 9:30. It's off the Indie Bay website. I got it. He did put a post up there. He just came out of the theater and came on all the fracas that was happening downtown. So we'll be playing some of his interviews, and we'll be taking calls if you'd like to call in and express your opinion and how you feel about it later on. But first, let's hear from the corporate news. KSBW8, we'll hear their latest story called Man Arrested in May Day Riots. Stay tuned. Free Radio 101 FM, freakradio.org.
The FBI is now helping police investigate Saturday night's May Day violence, and a second person is under arrest. If you missed our coverage this weekend, here's a look. Masked and hooded vandals breaking windows, throwing paint, and writing graffiti on at least a dozen Pacific Avenue businesses, causing $100,000 in damage. Police tell Action News it was organized and orchestrated. More on today's developments from Action News reporter Phil Gomez, live in Santa Cruz.
Well, Aaron, Santa Cruz police are looking for identifiable individuals using surveillance video from stores and tips. The FBI is also helping in this investigation. Santa Cruz police believe that this dance party and bogus emergency calls to 911...
3110, respond for an unknown type fire next to Cafe Pergolesi.
...all part of a larger plot to draw people downtown and divide police resources.
We believe that this was a direct challenge to us based on our staffing levels. People were aware of how many officers that we would have in the area. We believe that they were pretty sophisticated in knowing how to divert police resources away from a riot-like situation.
Police arrested two men, 24-year-old Jimmy Hayes and Thomas Williams. Both are listed as transients. One of them told police they received anarchist information from Sub Rosa Cafe on Pacific Avenue.
I think people are beginning to come down on this.
Yeah, well, that's because there's a bunch of misinformation out there.
Well, that's why I'm giving you the opportunity.
I understand. The only thing that I will tell you is that there was a flyer that existed, and I saw it all over town, and I saw it on the internet, and I saw it everywhere. And just because one person saw it here doesn't mean that we organized it or had anything to do with it.
Jennifer Charles is a familiar face. She was the spokesperson for the Tree Sitters, a group of protesters who delay construction on the UC Santa Cruz campus for months. She's now part of the collective at Sub Rosa Cafe, which is a nonprofit under the name Revolutionary Garden Society. There's about 20 to 30 people involved in the collective. The space also houses the Anarchist Lending Library, featuring books on anarchy and other reading materials.
from our perspective, they're operating legally as a business right now within the city of Santa Cruz. And the blame doesn't lie within a business. The blame lies within the individuals that committed those acts of anarchy.
Late this afternoon, Saprosa Cafe wrote on its website it had nothing to do with Saturday's violence.
If they aren't involved, I'd like to see them down here cleaning some of this glass up and helping the businesses that were affected. I think that's the least they could do.
I also spoke with the property owners where Saprosa Cafe and two other businesses are located. Ronald Busenhart says he doesn't know what they do down there, and he doesn't know where they get their money. The California Secretary of State's office says if you have a concern about a nonprofit, you can always contact the Attorney General's office to make a complaint. Aaron?
All right, Phil, thank you. On Wednesday, Vice Mayor Ryan Coonerty and the police department are scheduled to meet with businesses to see how they can improve their efforts. The city is also considering helping businesses that did suffer damage in this weekend's attacks.
This weekend's attacks. As far as I know, nobody was hurt in what happened there. Just wanted to point out. And the Santa Cruz police officer that said they're acts of anarchy. I thought that was interesting. These acts of anarchy. Of breaking windows. That's not an act of anarchy. That's an act of destructing property. I'm sorry. But just want to point that out. We'll be taking calls in a minute. I'm going to play the statement from the Sub Rosa Collective folks I just recorded about an hour or a couple hours ago. Stay tuned for that. And then we'll be taking calls if you'd like to call in. 427-3772. If you want to talk about what happened downtown, if you were there. Also, try to play some interviews that Robert did on his show on Sunday. He came out. He was down there when the riot cops were down there. And once again, they took over Santa Cruz. The riot cops went downtown. It's pretty scary when they're there. So right now, we're going to play the statement from Sub Rosa Cafe, so stay tuned for that right now.
Okay, this is Skidmark Bob here at the Sub Rosa Cafe. It is May 4th, 2010. This is for Free Radio Santa Cruz, and I'm speaking with a collective member from the Sub Rosa Cafe. And would you like to give your name?
Hi, my name's Kai. Yeah, I'm a core collective member.
Now, there's a lot of press going around with this whole thing that happened downtown with the May Day March and the windows that got busted that, according to the corporate news, KSBW8 to be specific, they're saying that the people that were arrested were saying they got their instructions or stuff from the Sub Rosa Cafe. I understand that you guys have a statement. Would you like to read that statement?
Sure. Sub Rosa was not involved in the events of May Day. Sub Rosa is a community space that offers literature, art, and performance. Like many businesses downtown, Sub Rosa provides a public bulletin board for people to post flyers. Jimmy Haynes is not and has never been a volunteer at Sub Rosa.
And, can you comment on any of the, do you feel comfortable commenting on, I know the FBI is now involved according to KSBW8, and has there been any other pressure coming down, a landlord talk to you guys or anything?
I'd prefer not to make any further comments.
Okay, none at all?
No, thank you.
Okay, well thank you for talking with me, I appreciate that. Again, Skidmark Bob at Sub Rosa Cafe, 101FM, freakradio.org.
All right, Free Radio, we do have a caller already. Caller, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right, go ahead. Tell me what you were going to say. Were you downtown?
I was working downtown that night. I'm not going to say where I was working. I'm not going to say what I do, but just because I don't want to lose my job. I mean, there's a lot of confidentiality with my work. It is a legitimate job. But anyways, what I do want to say is that, first of all, you know, somebody was beaten up. When the five people, or there was a group of people who tried to infiltrate the larger group, broke off to actually destroy windows, some of the larger crowd actually attempted to stop them and told them, hey, what the hell are you doing? You know, like, we're not actually trying to destroy shit. And the people hit the kids who were destroying shit, mm-hmm. turned around, beat up whoever was trying to contain them, and you know, these like peaceful people just were like afraid and they didn't do anything, and they did do something, but they were like, do you know what I'm saying, like they didn't want to get physically harmed. And these kids, I happen to know some of these kids who did this shit, and they're bragging about it. And like, they are very unstable people. They like are druggies and they're crazy, and they're not the type of people who the protesters just wanted around. The protesters weren't trying to, you know, get this violence. This was a separate thing where people who had deep issues and were, you know, pretty fucked up and not from Santa Cruz decided to display their own issues. And it's not an it didn't seem like an organized effort when I talked to these people. It just seemed like they had issues and they wanted to destroy shit. And you know what? They do it all the time. They just happen to do it in a large group this time.
I am sorry. Yeah, there was people that got hurt. There was a security guard, I guess, that got hurt, and it's actually on YouTube. You could watch the videos there, the phone videos that people put up.
Yeah, people got beat up, and it's like, this is not okay. And, you know, in a time when we have so much gang violence in Santa Cruz, and a time when it's not, it's, you know, violence has increased by 40% in Santa Cruz in the last year. This, you do not hit your own fucking people. And these aren't anarchists. These aren't organized anarchists. If they were, they wouldn't be doing this shit. Why? Because you don't attack your own base. You know, this was wrong. And but what I am proud is that people try to contain them. And I am proud of that because it took the police an hour to get down there because, you know, a cop car did pull around. You know, these kids threw shit at the cop car. The cop car's like, well, fuck this. You know, I can't do this by myself. And the crowd actually tried to maintain the rioters until the police can get down there. And when the police finally got down there, the crowd was very upset at the officers. They said, you should have been down here earlier. But at the same time, I think we as Santa Cruz should have a lot of pride that we actually, I talked to people who came to my job as this was happening, and they told me, oh, yeah, there was a fire, and I was drinking beer, so I put out the fire with my beer. And, at the same time, I think we should be very proud that more damage wasn't done and that we actually attempted to minimize the amount of damage. And
right.
To
connect it to International Workers' Day makes no sense to me, to go bust windows and then all these people that are marching don't know what the fuck is going on. All this stuff is going on. It could have been a lot worse if there were cops down there in time. You know, people could have really gotten hurt or killed.
I know people were yelling for the police to come. I do know that people were asking the cops to come. I know the crowd by and large was, when the cops got there, the crowd by and large was screaming, why weren't you here sooner?
Yeah, it'd be interesting to find out how many 911 calls there were. I know that they reported on KSBW that security guard that got hit, he tried to break up. Actually, you see him grabbing a chair from one of the people, and then three or four people came up behind him and hit him. And they interviewed and said he got hit from behind a few times. And then it broke off, and they ran off breaking. How many people do you think were out there doing it, doing the destruction?
I don't know. I wasn't really involved, and I, made sure I kept my
distance. Seems just like a small few, five or six, maybe.
Oh, yeah, it was like 10. 5 or 6.
Yeah, very small. It wasn't the group. It wasn't Sub Rosa Cafe.
No, these were unorganized. This was just, look, every weekend, you have idiots doing idiotic things. And, the reality is there was a large group and they just took advantage of it. The truth is, these idiots, maybe they got together beforehand and they're like, oh, let's destroy shit. But, look at Cafe Pergolesi. Like, somebody told me that their, front lawn was set on fire. And it's like, by and large, Santa Cruzians do not want to burn our own town. We love our town. We're fucking Santa Cruz, bitch. Right. So it's like, I feel bad, I do feel bad for the people who work at these places, and, maybe I don't like American Apparel and stuff, but, destroying these places isn't going to help the economy improve so private businesses can, get more, people, and the reality is this is only going to keep, people, the next night, I know people are very afraid. And that isn't the message that we want to send. We want to have a dance party to, increase the spirit. And we didn't want to create an atmosphere of fear that went on till the second night. Because I remember the second night working, and I remember how people were telling me, Yeah, they were afraid. They were very afraid, and people were very uncomfortable. And this wasn't necessary, and this isn't the kind of stuff that's going to create a good community.
Right.
And it looks bad on the homeless people, and it's like, I feel bad for them most of all because, you know, I do feel the people who did this stuff need to, you know, they need to either come forth or, you know, people need to turn them in. And I try to, but it's hard because, you know, just because somebody brags about something, you know, doesn't necessarily mean that they, you know, it's not real evidence, you know, but like, you know, these people need to come forth because if they don't really, you know, account for their own, you know, their own destruction, it's going to, you know, as a community, it's going to look bad on people who just really weren't involved. And it's like, yeah, you know, this wasn't next revolutionary attempt in America.
Right,
some stupid people, you know?
Well, I appreciate your call, and see if we can get a few more callers in here in the next 15 minutes. And
right.
I appreciate your call. We're the worker from downtown.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, take care.
You too.
Tune to Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101 FM, freakradio.org. We're taking calls if you want about what happened downtown over the weekend. I played some audio here. Stay tuned. We got a little bit more. We'll be doing a tribute to Kent State, 40-year anniversary coming up, a classic rock hour after 4. Depending on callers, call in 427-372. Maybe I should hang up the phone so people can call. Sorry about that. Call in now, 831-427-3772. It's 831-427-FRSC. Skidmark Bobby in here, back in the saddle again. Comment on what happened downtown Santa Cruz on May Day evening. Going to play some interviews that Robert Norris did on the mall the night of, just after everything happened downtown Santa Cruz.
I think it's all pretty much self-explanatory down here.
Well, there are some anarchist signs on Borders and then across the street on the Gap, and there's a Dell Williams windows have been broken, as were the windows of I guess the store on the corner near the Cinema 9 movie theater.
Oh, Urban Outfitters, yeah.
And there was a party beforehand, right?
Yeah.
Kind of a dance party. Did you see much of the dance party?
Yeah.
And how did that go down?
It was very nice.
And were the dancers connected with any of the rocking activity? Because I saw rocks on the sidewalk. I assume rocks were thrown at the windows.
I actually didn't see any rocks being thrown, but...
Right.
I managed to sit down and avoid the damage end of the evening.
How long were you with the dancing back and forth?
Oh, about an hour, maybe.
And how many people would you say were doing dancing?
Oh, probably about 200-300.
And it was a festive occasion with a lot of... Was there any violence, or...?
No, just dancing.
And at what point did the violence break out?
Oh, when the police pushed their way through the dance crowd.
How long ago?
About right when the dancing started to come down Pacific for the first time.
And what direction did they come from, the dancers? Like from the clock tower or from...
From the clock tower.
And what did the police do?
Oh, they just turned their sirens on and drove through the center of the crowd.
And what was the reaction of the crowd?
The paint all over Officer Winston's car should explain the reaction of the crowd.
I see. At what point did the cars drive into the crowd? What location? Where did that happen?
I think it would have to be just past the movie theater.
And was there any warning given before the police cars drove into the crowd?
Yeah, he honked. He did his job right, you know, but then he just drove into the crowd. And that's when...
Was anybody hit?
Nobody was hit. Now,
but people were not too pleased that he was in the crowd.
Yeah, he drove right down the center of the crowd, blaring his horn.
And were there any other police involved with this?
No, just him.
So this was an individual offered by Officer Winston to, should we say, tame the crowd?
Yeah. He tried to do his job and kind of keep things mellow.
By driving down the middle of the street with blaring his horn. Was there any violence before he did this?
No.
So you think the violence was a reaction?
Cops are in route, gentlemen.
Yep, time for me to go.
Hey, Jim.
Thank you. Robert.
I'm sorry, Robert.
Now, at this point, the police were in a line with batons drawn approaching us as I stood interviewing this guy, or at least we heard that announcement, and they were actually a little bit further down the street, but soon they came upon us, and you had to go or face the threat of some kind of force or even violence by police.
Any of the action? Or
Just broken glass and the riot cops on the way.
Yeah. Right, well, we can...
They're going to start a full court press.
And they're telling people to get off the mall.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
They were a little bit touchy about my walking out to them with my hands to my sides with a bag that I set down for them before I left.
She found a piece of something she felt might have fingerprints for them to use or figure out who was doing all the madness.
Where did the police contact you?
At the very top of the mall by the clock tower.
And
they came in on Cooper Street from Front Street, and they made a right-hand turn and went towards the clock tower.
And now they're pressing back this way.
How many police officers are we talking
at
about?
At least 30 or 40.
I think there's closer to 75.
Really?
It took them an hour to get here, so they probably got all the reservists called and everybody that was off duty. So I would guess they've got every body that they could press into a uniform.
I wouldn't go that way. There's about 30 riot cops coming this way.
Is there?
Yeah.
No shit.
Full riot gear.
Full riot gear.
You see them walking up the street.
Tell me what's happening. I've heard that that a police car, Officer Winston, provoked essentially a riot, according to one witness. I haven't heard any others. What have you seen?
No, we were in the movie theater. We were in Cinema 9. We got out of Cinema 9. There was a crowd marching down the street, appeared peaceful.
Right.
And I said, what's this about? It's International Workers' Day. And they said, basically, it's just protesting capitalism.
Right.
But there was a boombox going, and I thought, oh, that's cool. So I got by and was marching.
You joined this group? You're under arrest. Take her into custody.
I kept going. Let's go. Come on. You're all dressed in black with scarves around. What are you trying to hide?
No, I didn't
realize. There's nothing to hide.
Anyway.
A blasting boombox that kind of, to me, was just a screeching, I don't know, is...
Well, I can get behind protest capitalism, but what happened is then I heard the breaking glass, and I realized people from that group were throwing bottles and breaking glass, and I didn't want any part of that destruction.
Right.
So I got out of the mix, and then watched them keep marching, and we started at Cinema 9, and then by the time we got to...
You were walking toward the town clock?
We were walking towards the town clock, and we got to that one store, the American Apparel store, and that's where they broke the glass there. And then I stopped and was like, wait a minute, what are these people doing? And then heard a number of glass, yeah, windows, glass, big time. And then stepped back, and within 5 minutes, cops with billy clubs marched up the street towards the town clock.
From Cinema 9 area, or?
Just marched. I don't know where they entered Pacific Avenue, but where we were, which is in front of Chocolat, at that point we were in front of Bookshop Santa Cruz, they were walking up the street.
Toward the town clock.
Yeah.
I think they waited for a while to gain forces because this is violent. I mean, you can go up the street here, window after window is broken, and the town's...
I see a number of the windows broken.
With A's on it, you know?
Right.
And anarchism or whatever. That
the
started
anarchism,
about,
yeah.
I think, 5 years ago at Burning Man, they started tearing down art because they didn't want to destroy it. I really think there's an inborn kind of angst amongst whatever.
Well, I'm totally for protesting. This was not an intelligent protest. If they wanted to target capitalism, you know, let's go to the World Bank. Let's you know, something else. Not little businesses. That's crazy. It just seemed like a bunch of kids partying, a little too much alcohol, let's get destructive kind of thing, rather than intelligent protest. That's my opinion.
Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101 FM, freakradio.org. Interviews from the streets there from Bathrop Spears Broadsides. He was down there right after the melee on May Day. The May Day melee. Taking calls. Got a few more minutes left if you want to call in and state your opinion or whatever, whatever, autonomously. It's what we do here at Free Radio. We do have a caller, I think, now. I'm just going to do a Robert Norris and put you on the air. Hello, caller.
Hey.
Hey, you're on the air, caller. What's going on?
This is about the drum circle tomorrow, man.
Okay, yeah, what's going
on? We don't like people breaking glass, and we never break glass at drum circles. We don't go downtown on the mall pounding our drums and breaking windows out of all the stores that we shop in.
Uh-huh.
Sounds like a bunch of kids got together and started throwing rocks down there. Well, we don't do that as a drum circle. We're pretty mellow, man. The only thing we'll, assault you with is music. So,
and that's every Wednesday at the Farmer's Market downtown Santa Cruz.
Yeah, tomorrow across from Jack's. That's where we'll be, just in case the feds are listening and want to see some drummers. We won't be breaking glass, though. We won't even be doing anything, out of the ordinary like what they did on the mall that night.
Yeah, I understand that the police have been cracking down on you guys drumming out there.
And I mean, I don't want them to start really cracking down on just people trying to play music.
Right.
I noticed I walked down the mall today, no music. None.
Yeah.
One guy was hiding behind New Leaf playing a guitar. And that was about it. I mean, I couldn't see any musicians. I ran into musicians. They weren't playing music. We were just having our gospel hour about what happened.
Uh-huh.
And of course the police looked over at us. We were a small gathering by the bathroom there downtown, but they didn't hassle us. They knew we were drummers. They've seen us before.
Uh-huh.
But they, we weren't playing.
You think
we were just talking and about it, and someone told me it's like an inside job. Like, hey, this is an inside job. They just want to, start really clamping down on Santa Cruz and starting turning it into what it isn't.
It's almost summer again. They want to get those tourists in here, so
worried about that.
Yeah.
Want to turn it into what it isn't.
Well, yeah, they tend to do their little sweeps. The cops do before the summer. I notice.
Yeah. Well, I hope that they don't think that any drummers. I mean, even the homeless people weren't in on this
thing. Well, they know that. I mean, they deal with people every day.
Homeless people don't go breaking glass. No.
Right.
All these things that they're fighting to, stop, right? Those aren't the... Here's a problem,
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
this is the... go after that. Don't go after a drummer or a guy playing a guitar. They don't break glass.
But they have been, the police have been cracking down. This is before the riot. This is last weekend, last Wednesday, I understand.
Yeah, at our little makeshift drum circle because they...
They want to use the noise ordinance.
...on parking lot 4, so we can't play there anymore because we don't want to upset business.
Well, they want to use the noise ordinance against you guys, I guess, that there have been...
12 complaints from businesses around Jack's. There's not too many businesses.
And how many years have the drum circle been going on at Farmer's Market? I can't...
I believe it's 20. I think it's 20. That's
right.
From what I've heard.
Right.
So they're going to try to stop that. But, you can't stop something that just...
That happens spontaneously.
It just happens, How do you,
It's called community.
It's called being and solidarity and civil rights and freedom of speech and freedom of... expression, right?
Right, I agree.
And that's not breaking glass.
No, it's not.
No, and that's not breaking into businesses. No, that's not freedom of expression. That's not what we're about, the drum circle. And thanks, man, for letting me come to your session, because I really needed to get this off my chest.
Sure, no problem.
Thank you so much.
All right, so folks, head on down to Farmer's Market tomorrow, drum circle, and have a good time. I guess Food Not Bombs feeds there still.
Yeah. And we're not asking the police to get out their ticket books and give us all tickets for playing drums tomorrow. We're not asking for that.
Right.
We're pleading not to get tickets. We're pleading to have our own little ceremony and bring in some good, positive stuff.
just like the farmers do.
Instead of some negative stuff, drum all those bad spirits out of here.
Right. And people can get good organic food.
That's what we're about. We're not about causing a havoc and insurance claims and riot squads. And no, we're not about that.
All right, man. Well, I appreciate it.
And thanks, man.
Sure.
And tell Robert hi for me. And I'm glad you're back at the station, Bob. Thanks,
all right, man. You take care of yourself.
Peace, man.
All right. Free Radio 101 FM, freakradio.org. Caller in there about the farmers markets. It's happening tomorrow, Wednesday, every Wednesday here, I believe, 2 o'clock. And it's downtown Santa Cruz by Lincoln Streets. I liked it best when it was at Ford's Market. It was great. After the quake, when there was that huge open space there, people were able to have a great community space. And now it's kind of stuck in the back parking lot. So, we do have another call. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Bob. DJ Matter Embryo here.
Hey.
Yeah, I just want to say a couple... Hey, man.
How you doing?
Welcome back to the station. It's great to hear you back on Free Radio, bro.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, it's very good. I'm going to start trying to tune in. And in general, I'm not sure why that it kind of comes and goes. Sometimes I won't listen to Free Radio for a little while, but I've been trying to listen to it a bit more lately. And I just had a couple of brief comments. One, Breaking Glass... my feelings on that. One, it's a really good song by David Bowie from the album Low.
Oh.
And I want to encourage everybody out there. It was a good era for Bowie. It was, it was produced by Eno. And that's one of my feelings about Breaking Glass. It's a really good song by David Bowie.
Uh-huh.
But as far as the what happened down, in the middle of Santa Cruz, kind of to borrow basically a statement that I was hearing from Utah Phillips in one of the John Malkin interviews, he really was kind of addressing this nonviolent anarchism, and if I was understanding correctly, he would have called the people who did that after the May Day demonstration nihilists or nihilists. People have like a couple pronunciations for it, and it's just semantics, but it's a good distinction. I think he would see those people as just expressing kind of a nameless anger and kind of right. trying to fuck shit up and all, but that he didn't really consider that anarchism. And he had a lot of good viewpoints about that, about the reasons to be nonviolent, even as a strategy, that
right.
the powers that be, the state and other entities, do have a monopoly on the use of force on a lot of levels. And if you get into that playground with them, they want to draw you there, in his opinion. And I have my own opinions on this, but he had a lot of validity, man. Utah spoke about this pretty intelligently, I think. And so anyway, that's a little bit of the viewpoint I have on it. Not even to get super mad at the people who did it, or I think the other caller was kind of showing that maybe they're folks who are a bit misguided, still to be viewed with compassion and not just totally carped on. They're obviously not having good times, is the way he described it. And that makes me sad. But yeah, definitely just to kind of make a sort of unfocused attack, and then other innocent parts of the community, like Sobrosa, then kind of opens them up to some other types of verbal, and hopefully that's where it ends. But it opens up them to some stuff that totally isn't fair. So,
right.
Ready to hear that.
FBI is involved now. I hear the FBI. The FBI is involved now.
Wow.
From what I understand,
yeah.
There's a huge story in the Sentinel about it. I'm not going to read it, but people can read it if they want to. Go to thesentinel.com and read it there or
okay.
whatever. But they do this whole thing about the Sub Rosa and KSBW, relating Sub Rosa to the anarchists, or maybe they went in there and saw a flyer, but the flyers were everywhere. They were all over town.
Yeah, Sobrosa had nothing to do with it.
I mean,
I'm not even living there anymore. I mean, I live in L.A., but from what I know, it's just that's outlandish. And that's not what the folks who are running it are about in the slightest. And also just even beyond their whatever ideological complexity they believe or don't believe, they just didn't do this at all. So it just doesn't even have to do with getting into their beliefs. That's their business.
Right,
you know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
I mean, yeah, it doesn't have to do with that. So,
right.
Well, anyway, I want to let you move on. Just have been enjoying the music and everything that you've
Thank
been
you.
Presenting to Al Jazeera. And all of it. So thanks a lot, Bob.
Cool. Thanks a lot, Matt. Take care.
Have a good day, bro. Cheers.
All right. He's a former programmer, Matter Embryo. He used to do the Clatterbox program here on Free Radio. We're going to end with a song from Gogo Bordello's latest release. This one's called To Rise Above. Stay tuned. Free Radio 101 FM, Freak Radio. kentstate.org. We're going to come up with a Kent State tribute 40 years today. Stay tuned.
"35 years, I lay awake at night, across my mind is one eternal fight, inventing new ways to think and say, but keep old friends and ancestral ways to frontier ears. My kind is following the spark to build lighthouse for those who scared of dark on frontiers, where we befriend the shark and stare at the night, but do not see the dark of sadness, madness. Here I crawl to raise the ball,
to raise the ball,
to raise the ball,
to raise the ball.
Oh, what is godless and misleading, and touch the world,
touch the world,
and touch the world,
and touch the world,
and touch the world that isn't bleeding. 'Cause I don't know if anywhere in this universe there is this kind of love. I don't know if anywhere in this universe someone like you to know. I don't know if anywhere in this universe there is this kind of love. I don't know if anywhere in this universe someone like you to know. Ooh, staga daga da ooh, 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 staga daga da ooh, 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 staga daga da ooh, 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 staga daga da. And I did see most beautiful of dreams, a cosmic harp, where we were the strings, so making sure that the shadow is in tune to loneliness. We were all immune to frontier ears. My kind is following the spark to build lighthouse for those who scared of dark, to frontier ears, where we befriend the shark instead of the night, to erase the mark of sadness, madness. Oh, here I crawl to raise the ball,
to raise the ball,
to raise the ball,
to raise the ball.
Oh, what is godless and misleading, and touch the world,
touch the world,
and touch the world,
and touch the world,
and touch the world that isn't bleeding. 'Cause I don't know if anywhere in this universe there is this kind of love. I don't know if anywhere in this universe someone like you to know. I don't know if anywhere in this universe there is this kind of love. I don't know if anywhere in this universe someone like you to know.